Appropriately enough for one who embodied the American dream, Rock Hudson's story began in an idyllic small town in the Midwest. If one must live in Chicago, then one should eat, sleep, love, and pray in Winnetka, said A.W. Stevens. Around the turn of the century, the writer had visited the picturesque village in northeast Illinois, located along the shores of Lake Michigan, only 20 miles away from the Windy City. Many of the German immigrants who had landed in the area in the 1830s were from Trier, in the western part of Germany, so they referred to their adoptive land as New Trier. In 1869, the city was officially named Winnetka, after a Native American phrase supposedly meaning beautiful land. Much of Winnetka's natural beauty was attributable to its trees. Several streets were virtually canopied by American elms. The tall, stately oaks and flowering dogwood shading the main part of town turned it into what has been described as a living arboretum. As Judge Joseph Burke once remarked, in order to have a street named after you in Winnetka, you must be from a very old family, or else be a tree. In 1925, the same year that ground was broken on Winnetka's new village hall, Roy Harold Shearer Jr. was born. Some references list 1924 as the year of Rock Hudson's birth, while others suggest that his given name was Leroy Harold Shearer. Retrieved from the Cook County, Illinois Bureau of Vital Records, the official birth certificate reveals that 1925 is the correct year, and that Roy Harold Shearer Jr. is how his name was recorded by the attending physician. The delivery took place on November 17 at 2:15 a.m. in a rented room at 794 Elm Street, where his parents lived. Junior's father, Roy Shearer, was a 26-year-old mechanic employed at the nearby Elm Street garage. His mother, Catherine Marie Wood, was a 25-year-old housewife. By all accounts, it had been a very difficult birth, with Kay's on-again, off-again labor stretched out over 5 agonizing days. Roy Sr.'s older sister, Pearl, was a registered nurse. She assisted Dr. Gilbert Lowe, whose office was directly across the street from the Shearer's apartment, with the delivery. "I was right there when Dr. Lowe spanked the breath of life into him," Pearl Shearer recalled years later. "The first night I heard him squall, after his birth, I knew that he'd always be heard the rest of his life." Although Roy Jr. was born healthy, weighing 5.5 pounds and not 9 or 13, as he would later tell unsuspecting colleagues, there would be an unusually long recovery period for Kay after her exhausting ordeal. The agony Kay endured giving birth to Roy would haunt him for the rest of his life. "He told me that he had difficulties because he felt that he had ruined his mother's body," recalled actress Diane Ladd, who portrayed Kay in a 1990 television movie. "I said, 'What are you talking about, Rock?' He said, 'I was too big a baby, 9 pounds. I ruined my mother's body trying to get born. I have horrible guilt.' I said, 'Who told you that?' He said, 'My mother.'" Some recently unearthed evidence suggests that even before he was born, Roy Jr. had caused some significant problems for his parents, though once he became a Hollywood star, all of the details would be carefully concealed. In an authorized 1956 fanzine entitled Star Stories, writer Jane Ardmore promised her readers Rock Hudson's true life told in exciting story form. Ardmore described the Shearers' Elm Street residence as their honeymoon apartment, one that Roy and Kay had moved into 1.5 years after their wedding. While this may constitute exciting story form, it bears only a passing resemblance to true life. Roy and Kay's long-buried marriage certificate is dated March 17, 1925, only 8 months prior to Roy Jr.'s birth in November. This would suggest that the young couple had to get married, shotgun style, in order to save face. In many ways, Winnetka was a small town, and news, especially any containing the slightest hint of scandal, traveled fast. Several years later, Kay's family would find this out the hard way. When first married, it seemed as though Roy and Kay were well matched. Not only did they make a handsome couple, but both husband and wife would be remembered as friendly and fun-loving. Born in 1899, Roy was of average height and pleasant-looking, the second eldest in a family of 7. Kay, who was born in 1900, would be described in photoplay terms as a a handsome, dark-haired woman with the fun-loving temperament and good humor of the Irish, as well as an English reverence for thrift and industry.